This morning's scripture reading will be found in Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me.
I'm not sure if I should weigh in on the discussion of whether or not I love computers or hate computers. However, I do know that I like the internet because it helped me do a lot of research for my subject today. Today, my thoughts will be coming from two places. First, what Nicholas read in Revelation 3:20. Also, James 1:22. How many of you know what James 1:22 says? Better yet, how many of you apply what James 1:22 says to their lives? James 1:22 reads, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." I love this verse. It's easy for me to understand. I look at this verse as the foundation of what I should do. There's no mistaking this verse. There's no way that you can miscommunicate this verse. It says, do not merely listen, but to do what it says. I can remember as a child probably one of my first lessons, and it'll probably be one of the first lessons my children will remember. When I say to do something, listen to me and do what I tell you to do. I can remember on many occasions not doing what I was told to do, and there were certain punishments that came along with that. It was a good lesson because it teaches me not only to listen to what they are telling me to do or who my boss may be telling me what to do or what my dad wants me to do or what God wants me to do, but I also must do it. I believe, as my dad believed, the Christian home should have respect. You should respect what God tells you, and you should respect what your parents tell you, and you should do it, because if you don't do what God tells you, there will be punishment. If Brady, Carson, or Sophia don't do what I tell them, there will be punishment. As a matter of fact, Carson loves to play on the computer a game called Toontown. It's a fun little game, but Carson becomes so engrossed in that little game that he forgets to listen and he forgets to do. Well, there's a punishment. Carson loses Toontown for a while until he learns how he should not get so engrossed in something but to listen, and then to do what I ask him to do. Not only is it good for our children to learn to do, but it's also important for us as Christians to learn to do. How can we be Christians if we just listen and not do? Let's take what James tells us in chapter 2. What is faith without works? Faith by itself is not faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead. Think about that for a minute. If all we have is faith and no works, will we be saved? Our faith alone cannot save us. There must be works that saves us. How can faith alone make us a city that sits on top of a hill that cannot be hid? Is it not the works that helps us to become that city that cannot be hid? It's those actions, those things that we do, that make our faith worth something. Let us contemplate Hebrews chapter 11. Those men that were mentioned who had great faith, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, all of those men had great faith. Had Noah ever seen rain before? No. But was he told to build an ark? Yeah. Did he build the ark? He sure did. He didn't question it. He didn't think, well, this is dumb, I'm not going to do it. He did what God told him to do. And he didn't question it, he just did it. Oftentimes I think about my military experience. I think about how when somebody superior to me would tell me to do something, I never questioned it because I never knew whether it meant life or death. And if somebody did question, they were always taken into disciplinary action. I remember one time I was the mess deck master at arms. I came out of my own division to run the mess decks. I had a third-class petty officer who decided that he wasn't going to wash dishes anymore. And of course, I was above him, and we had several discussions about this. But it burned me up that this person, lower rank than me, would not do what I told them to do. Because if they didn't do what I told them to do, then I would get in trouble as well. Because I couldn't make that third-class petty officer do what he was supposed to do. We ended up in captain's mast. He was restricted to the ship for 60 days. There's always some sort of punishment if you don't do what you're told to do. I'm often embarrassed about my own life where I don't take action. We've always hearing up here somebody's sick, somebody's in the hospital, somebody's in some sort of need, and I don't take that time. I just listen to it. I don't act on it. It's important that I act on that. It's important that I visit the sick. It's important that I visit somebody who's struggling. Is it not important? Maybe it takes time out of my life, and maybe it kind of bothers me, but to that person whom I visit, how does that make them feel? It makes them feel good. It makes them feel wanted. It makes them feel like they're a part of a Christian family. I'm embarrassed that I've let my brothers and sisters down when I don't participate. I'm embarrassed that I have not given Ryan Zinnel anything in his sunshine box. It's embarrassing to me. I'm ashamed of it. I should change my ways. But I get so busy with my life that I forget to do, and all I do is listen. Now, don't get me wrong, listening is an important part of our life. Without listening, we would have never figured out the step to go become baptized. Without listening, how else would we know what to do? Without listening to my father, how else would I know how to change my oil? How would I know to cut the lawn that makes him happy? If the children don't listen, to their superiors, to their parents, how will they learn how to live their lives and conduct themselves in a Christian-like manner? My children need to make sure that they listen to my instructions. It's my duty to teach them. It's my duty to teach them not only how to be a good citizen, but how to be a good Christian. And if they don't listen to me, there will be consequences. Listening is very important to us. But listening is just part of it. We need to do. We need to listen to God's instruction. When my children don't listen to me, when I tell them to go out and do something, when I tell my children to go pick up the trash that's on the kitchen floor, when I tell them to put away the ketchup and mustard, and they don't do it, what are they telling me? Are they telling me they just don't respect anything I have to say? Are they telling me, "Ah, Dad's full of baloney. I don't need to do that." Are they telling me, Dad doesn't know that if I leave the ketchup and mustard on the table, then the cockroaches and the ants will come eat that, then make our table all dirty"? They don't think about that stuff. I'm telling them to do things for a reason. God is telling us to do things for a reason. Doing is the action that will save our souls. And when we listen to the instructions and choose not to do what they are saying, I'm sorry. Doing is the action that will save our souls. When we listen to the instruction and choose not to do what we are saying. I'm sorry, I'm lost. I don't remember why I said that. But I said that for a reason. When God tells us to do something and we don't do it, what are we telling God? What are we saying to God when we are just hearers of the words instead of doers of the word? By not doing as the word tells us, we are saying to God that you don't know best. In fact, we are probably saying, "I know you're the creator of the world. I know you're the creator of salvation. I know that you sent your son to die on the cross for my salvation. But I don't care. I don't care about that." Is that what we're saying? Are we saying that I don't care that you did all that stuff? I would rather fulfill my fleshly desires. I would rather go to a baseball game than to Wednesday night church. Is that what we're saying? What are we saying to God when we are saying those things? It's important for us to be a doer of the word. Well, what does it mean to be a doer? To be a workman, as 2 Timothy 2:15 describes, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, who correctly handles the word of truth. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman. It doesn't say a listener, it says a workman. You must do God's works. You cannot be saved by listening alone. You must work. Listening is a part of it, but you must work. Visit the sick. That's a doer. You're taking time out of your life. You're going to visit the sick. You're comforting someone who is in need. How about controlling your thoughts? That's being a doer. I have lots of thoughts that pop into my head. My choice is, do I listen to them and act on them? Or do I listen to them and shoot them completely out of my brain and try not to think about that again? The choice is there. and I must do the work to control my thoughts and get those evil, wicked thoughts out of my head. Control your tongue. That's a big one. As one who was in the Navy, it's very difficult, once you start bad habits, to control those bad habits and get rid of them. It's hard for me to control my tongue when I'm so angry, when I'm so upset. But I must control my thoughts. I must control my tongue. That's being a doer. The last thing that I want to talk to you about being a doer is found in Revelations 3:20, what Nicholas read for us. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice, open the door, and I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. Why did Jesus use these words? Why did he say these words? Better yet, who is Jesus talking to? Well, of course, the easy answer is Jesus is talking to the church of Laodicea in Revelations. And what was the deal with the church at Laodicea? Were they hot? Were they cold? They were lukewarm. They were neither hot nor cold. They just sat there and listened. They didn't do. They just sat there and listened. Jesus would rather of them be cold than to be lukewarm. It's so disgusting to Jesus that he is to spit them out of his mouth. They are to make a decision. The Apostle Paul was cold, but he was still a doer. And the Apostle Paul saw the light on the road to Damascus. And he listened. And he became a doer for the right. And he became hot. Are we just listening? Are we lukewarm? It's time to start doing. Do you want to be considered as one of the members of the Church of Laodicea? Do you want to be considered as lukewarm? Someone who just listens and not does? Let's think about Jesus. He's standing at the door. He's knocking. He's not beating on the door. He's gently knocking. He's waiting. He's waiting for you to become a doer and open that door and let him come in and eat with you and you with him to build a relationship. I'm going to turn to Matthew 7 real quick. I want to read Matthew 7, verse 21. Then I want to read through 24 through 27. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who only does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Let's go on down to verse 24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down and the streams rose. The winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. Everybody here Well, let me rephrase that. There's going to be some people here that are going to come to the Lord and say, Lord, Lord. And Jesus is not going to know you because you were not a doer. You were a listener. You belong to the congregation of Laodicea. But those who did are going to build their foundation upon a rock. And when the storm clouds come and the trials and tribulation come, you are going to stand firm. That's where we get that children's song from, is right here in the 7th chapter of Matthew. And a lot of times we sing it and we have fun doing the motions. But do we really consider what the words are saying? Do we really consider what these verses here are saying? I'm going to present the question to you. Are you going to be a doer of the word? Or are you just going to go home and live life the same way that you always have? There's no better time than right now to be a doer of the word. I pray for you and me that today we change our attitudes and become doers and not just listeners. Jesus is knocking gently, waiting for you to get up and open the door and start building a relationship with Him. I offer the gospel invitation to anyone here today to come forward and let God help you as we stand and sing.